WBEZ reporter Mariah Wolfel, and we've been asking you to share essays about how this past pandemic year has impacted your life. Here's one from Chicagoan Michelle Buck.
The most difficult moments of the past year have been not being able to hug those who don't understand why we can't hug. For me, that's my 88-year-old mother with advanced dementia and my 18-month-old step-granddaughter, my loved ones at the bookends of their lives. Before the lockdown began, my husband and I were 6 months into loving, holding, and hugging our granddaughter, Emiliana. But then our visits required masks. No touching, no hugs. Emiliana would enthusiastically crawl toward us. Her mom had to scoop her up before she got too close. Although understandable, it was heartbreaking. Then there's my mother. We have an extraordinary bond, so not being able to visit her in her skilled nursing residence was painful. But last summer, I finally had the joy of outdoor visits, masked at least 6 feet apart. She'd stretch out her arms and say, "Why won't you come to me?" The words I said, "This pandemic, staying safe," felt hollow. I could see the confusion and pain on her face. Then finally, just recently, I saw Mom in her room. I took her hand in mine. She put her other hand on top. My mother, who as a journalist was a woman of words, doesn't talk much these days, but our hands together spoke volumes. Sometimes you don't need words if you can be present, if you can touch.
That was Chicagoan Michelle Buck reading her essay about how COVID-19 has impacted her life.